It is music by Rafal and Pele on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Speaking of which, Shaquan, oh my word. So Friday evening,
yeah,
I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to go out. I'm going to resist that temptation, and I'm going to be at home.
Okay.
And also, I was preparing also for my daughter's athletics day the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, listen, I can't be going out. And then Saturday morning, I'm there just annoyed the kids and just, green team, what? No. I need to be there, fully there
and embrace the moment. And having present, a good time, yeah.
Good time, cheer her on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, you know, I preserve my body.
Okay.
Sharp. Friday night, I'm at home. Scroll through the TV, just through channels. And then, bam, I come across the next MacGyver Star Search, dude.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, snap. I read somewhere most that it's the final vandaag. Okay. Dude, was I not fully entertained?
Okay.
Oh my.
For me, I mean, I obviously didn't catch the finale, yes.
Yeah.
But I've actually seen like short clips here and there of the auditions, and people really, yeah.
Yeah, no, that was, you talk about the auditions that was entertaining for
yes.
you. Imagine the finale. So let me give you the tea for once.
All right.
There were 6 finalists fighting for the main prize. Okay. It was 10C. It was Laurentia. It was Ship Tomsley, who, by the way, while she was performing, from switching from one song to the next song,
yeah.
she had a wardrobe malfunction.
Because
her plan was, Ship Tomsley now, plan was she'll do the first song, right? And then the lights will go out. And then while the lights go out, they'll quickly do
an outfit change.
Yes,
yeah.
Live on stage. But so the TV dimmed, or the lights dimmed, right? In anticipation of her next song. Dude, when the lights come on, this dude is still trying to take off her pants. Situation live on TV, dude. And you can see the song is starting. And her lyrics are about to start. Dude, I don't know how she managed, but that guy literally just ripped off that pants or whatever, and then bam, she just got into it. I was like, that is what I'm talking about.
Okay, tell
That's
me about...
That's what I'm talking about, girl.
Tell me about the pants situation. What was she wearing under?
Like a shorty thingy, I think, from what I can remember. And I think they were, like, the main outfit is probably like one of those removables.
Okay.
Like, you can just like...
Rip it off.
You can just rip it off.
Yeah.
Type of vibe. But for some reason, the thing didn't want to come off.
I want to see this. Oh my gosh. Okay.
So it was 10C, it was Laurentia, it was Shit Tomsley that had a wardrobe malfunction.
Mm-hmm.
It was Jackie, it was Larkos, the eventual winner, and Dirty D. I was actually rooting for Dirty D.
How so?
Because she is a friend of mine's daughter.
I figured.
Yeah. So I was like, Dirty D all the way. But I missed the performance, but I don't care. Dirty D all the way. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So yeah, it was spearheaded by the Vavicha Music Production season one for a finalist, a winner actually, Marv Town. He also performed and he freaking killed it with his dances.
Right.
And then here's the part where I lost my mind.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't be the only person who's seen this.
Yeah.
I go online just to quickly see if someone is saying something about this or whatever. And I felt disappointed because I was alone in this.
Oh.
Yeah, you were out.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it was Friday. I was home.
Oh, Friday you were home. Friday you were home. It was Saturday that you were out.
Yeah, no, Friday I had to be home because I had the activation.
Because you had the activation the next morning.
Yay.
So I forgot to text you. Anyways, so here's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
They bring on Rafal from Rafal and Pele.
Oh.
But I don't recognize him at first.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Because they didn't announce him. Oh, I don't remember, him being announced.
Being announced,
So I see this dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
Looking like Rafael.
Okay.
And then, you know those side strips on TV that gives a person's name.
Yeah.
Then that pops up. It's Rafael. I'm like, oh, my goodness, let's go.
Mm.
So Rafael was doing a tribute for Fura.
Oh, Visa Daya. Okay.
That was interesting.
Wow.
Right? And then so I'm in my head, I'm thinking, ay, toch waren spelen jullie. Okay, fine. You know, these things happen in life.
They've probably parted
you
ways.
You know what I mean? Whatever. And then here comes Pele on stage, joining Rafal, and then I go mad. Dude, I pumped that TV. It was just me in my flat, just mad, looking at the two legends dancing, and they still have it.
Wait, which song did they perform?
Not Heina Ngomasin. It was other Damara songs.
Really?
There was two songs, but then they saved the main songs for the after party.
Oh,
yeah, not for on screen.
Oh.
I was so annoyed, but I was like,
where
fine.
Where was the after party?
It was still online. It was still online. You could still go on the national broadcaster and check it online. Yeah.
Wow.
And then also, yeah, so that was the thing. The overall winner was Larcos, but I just wanted to say, man, listen, I tell you right now, that was insane.
What made him stand out?
Larcos.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I didn't follow the whole season.
Oh, okay. But like on the night, for example.
I didn't see anything.
Is it?
Yeah. For me, as if anything, Shea Thompson actually stood out for me.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right, cool. So that's baby.
Actually, I'm actually bummed that I missed it, especially seeing that I really, really, really love Magwaisa.
Yeah. That was Magwaisa Haven.
Yeah. I don't have.
Jay. Anxiety.
No, not even about that. I just don't have. I don't have TV.
Okay, sharp.
I mean, I have Showmax and other things, but not like NBC.
But no, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have like the dish and hooters.
Yeah.
I mean, it's my choice because I don't watch TV. So okay. It's just, yeah.
All right.
Come on, anxiety hooters.
All right, let's leave it at that. It's 9:20 right now with the NSK and Shaquan. When we get back, we speak to a. What is Yuka? She is a front office clerk, Jella. Those are the people that know everything.
All the tea.
Everything about everyone. Don't you dare think you're going to come in that job and think she doesn't know about you.
Wow.
Leave it at them fresh. Grace.